And welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Brewer Show with your host Ted and Sharon Brewer tonight, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Ted Brewer, and I'm so glad you are with us this evening. We are blessed to have you here, and we're going to have some fun tonight. My wife will be joining me in just a moment, and I'm going to ask her the first question that comes up. But in the meantime, we're going to promote the fact that in 2 hours from now, I'll be back, oh, actually 3 hours from now, tonight, 2 hours from now, I'll be back on with Dave Hodges. I'll be on for this next hour. I'm taking an hour break. This is all Eastern time. It's 7 o'clock Eastern now since they decided to mess up our time clocks again. And tonight from 9 until 11, I'll be back on with Dave Hodges for 2 full hours. Joe Hagman will also be joining us. So I want you guys to stay tuned for that because we're going to be covering a lot of stuff we started on the Hagman broadcast this past Friday night, and we're going to continue that. I'm not going to go into as much detail with that right now because Sharon can't really comment on that. And I don't want to do that to her and make her sit there and listen to me pontificate for an hour. Sharon, so good to have you with me again.
Oh, well, I'm always excited to be here, Ted. Thank you for sparing me that.
You're welcome. But just real quick, though, I'm going to say what we're going to talk about. This is going to be interesting. In 2 hours from now, I'm going to be talking about this very topic. I'm going to read you two paragraphs of this. Precalculated, this is one of the ways they're killing us on the planet now. This is actually from Preston James. Excellent article. Precalculated. This is number 14 on the list. How they're reducing the population. And this, I learned something from this because I didn't know this, and you guys are going to learn something too if you didn't hear me talk about this on Friday night. Precalculated radiation discharges from numerous power plants all over America and the pre-planned Fukushima disaster. These engineered releases of radiation are based on the CIA MK Ultra research and how the brain functions and is modified by radiation injection and inhalation. Remember, they did this research back in the 40s when they were detonating all those nuclear weapons into the 50s. This is a very secret, very sinister, complete evil combination eugenics and mind control programs. Cancer rates in America are now admitted to be 1 in 7 and 1 in 3 in many areas. And the rates are climbing everywhere because of these planned releases of radiation. If you wonder why all these nuclear plants are leaking, this is why. All across America and actually the whole world. This is one of the key eugenics programs by the satanic, pedophile, ritual, child, sacrifice, human vivisectionists. Global New World Order evil agenda for the entire world. It goes on to say, number 15, the newer technologically advanced psychotronics as in psi power, a.k.a. psychic or spiritual entrainment powers, and I've talked about this in detail on Hagman's show back in December and in November. These are the spiritual blood spells placed on the American mind, group mind, through the pedophilia, human vivisection, blood sacrifice, mass murder, war, propaganda mass murder by injection, abortions, I added that, big medicine, big pharma, despite the also benefits of these elements when used properly as far as the medicines. So we're going to be covering that in detail tonight. But my first story I want to cover with Sharon tonight, because I know I'll get her excited about this one. This will be a good one. Lieutenant General Boykin says, the first transgender man who enters my daughter's bathroom won't have to worry about surgery. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired, former chief of the U.S. Army Special Operations Command and a top member of Delta Force, said Christians need to fight this evil and added that the first transgender man that walks into his daughter's bathroom won't have to worry about a sex change surgery. I've already said, and someone will be recording this, it'll be on YouTube before it's all over with, said Boykin, the Awakening 2016 conference, but that he won't need surgery. He goes on to say, where is the Christian world today? Where are the Christians of America today? They should be flocking to people like Kim Davis, who apparently is being charged for being mad about this guy who's doing all of this stuff. They should be flocking to the city council saying, no, you're not going to let a man go into my daughter's bathroom just because he feels like a woman today, says the general. Where are the Christians who are standing up to this kind of evil? As he continued, says this man will not need surgery. That's right. It's just not right. It's ungodly, but it's also just unnatural. This is crazy. Where are the Christians that are standing up against this? He's also been awarded the Legion of Merit, the Bronze Stars, 2 Purple Hearts, among other military honors. Okay, Sharon, what do you think if we have a 13-year-old daughter and somebody goes into the bathroom. Tell what happened to Savannah when she was like in first grade or kindergarten at All Saints University, or All Saints school here in Winter Haven. Tell what happened. It just, I'm going to give you a few minutes just to rant, because I know you're going to tell the story. Go ahead.
Well, I'm holding back. First of all, I just praise that man for his views. I just thank you that he's standing up to this. And I guarantee if they did it and my daughter was in there and I found out about it, I feel the exact same way. We've got to stand up and protect our children. When Savannah, who's now 13, was in the first grade, she was in a private Christian school. The teacher came and said, we have a problem because Savannah was screaming in the bathroom. And I said, well, what's wrong? Why is she screaming? Well, there was someone in there that she thought was a man. I said, was there a man in the girl's bathroom? Oh, no. Well, come to find out, there was a woman that looked like a man, apparently had on men work boots. Savannah's in one stall using the bathroom. She looks down and sees these men work boots underneath the stall that's next to her, starts screaming like someone's killing her. There's a man in the bathroom. There's a man in the bathroom. And that's how she handled it. And I find it so ironic because, you know, here she was freaking out because she saw men work boots in there. It's not going to go well. And we've got to stand up. If we don't stand up for something, then we're going to fall for everything. And they know that. So we've got to stand up. We've got to make our voices heard. Mothers out there, just as much as fathers and brothers and men and grandfathers and everything, we've got to stand up. We've got to be bold. And we've got to quit just, you know, hiding under Christianity and turning the other cheek all the time. We've got to stand up for what's right, for keeping our country the way it should have been all these years, and protecting our children, because they're after our children, Ted.
No, you're absolutely right. In fact, what was interesting about that, they called me up and they were complaining to me about the fact she was yelling. Apparently, it was a worker at the school who was a lesbian who was using the bathroom, and that's why she was wearing the men's boots. And no, she wasn't a woman wearing the men's boots. She was a woman who was a lesbian wearing the men's boots in the stall room. And my daughter knew enough to know that this woman looked like a man and that she was wearing men's boots, and she thought she was a man, and so she just went absolutely berserk. And they told me that I had to learn to control my daughter and not allow that to happen. And I just started laughing at them. And I said, number one, I said, why are you guys hiring people who look like men who are women with these little children running everywhere? I said, that's number one. And I said, number two, I said, you know, I'm going to tell her to scream like she's been stuck with a doggone pencil every time she sees somebody who looks like a man in the girl's bathroom. This is like,
that
this
reminds
is like,
me. That reminds me, when we go through TSA, I said, if they touch you anywhere, I want you to yell bloody murder as loud as you can. And she was excited about it, thinking she was going to get to yell in the airport. And I said, no. I said, if they take me through and take me to a room, because I won't go through that stupid X-ray machine, which they always do, I said, if they touch you, I said, I want you to yell, because you can get away with it, Savannah. You're a child, and I don't want anybody, and you know nobody touches you.
And, you know, now they've actually shown that they were hiding the research about the cancer-causing agents of the X-ray machines, and they're bringing those back. And in some cases now, they're not going to allow you to opt out anymore and be patted down at these international airports or just national airports. So it's really kind of sad, because little by little, the Patriot Act, which is the enabling act that Germany used in 1933 with Adolf Hitler after the Reichstag was burned, is basically taking away all of our rights. And so it's just sad, because, you know, the NSA is in place now, and even if we tell them they can't do what they're doing, they're going to do it, because they already tied us into the grid, into the artificial intelligence grid. We're going to talk about that tonight in detail on Dave Hodges' show in an hour and 50 minutes. But let's go ahead. Let's go to the next story real quick. The German beer industry is really upset, because now they're finding out that Roundup is in their beer. They now have glyphosate in their beer, and they don't know what to do, because it's not supposed to be in their beer. And now the reason I bring this story up again, because Austin and I covered it last week, is that glyphosate is in everything, because this stuff floats around and gets on all the crops. If you go down to trace amounts of anything, even most organic crops, you're going to find glyphosate, because it's being sprayed from airplanes. The truth is this. The glyphosate needs to be taken off the market. These herbicides, these non non-specific herbicides that come in and just poison stuff like this, they really need to be taken off the market. And, you know, Sharon, we've seen so many people just in the last few years that have had so many intestinal problems, stomach problems. I mean, I'm talking young people that are 15, 16, 17, 18 years old that have eaten so much of this food sprayed with glyphosate, they can't get pregnant. They're staying sick all the time. I remember a young man brought his girlfriend over here, I think a couple of years ago. Her name's Erica. They're married now. And she said that she'd been suffering with like Crohn's disease and colitis and all kinds of other intestinal disorders for almost 8 years. And she was 24 years old. She'd had it since she was 16. And you remember when I was out there and I told her, I said, well, if you do this, this, and this, you can stop most of the pain and get better. And she's 95% better. And we could have completely corrected it. But they don't want to eat organic. They don't understand the importance of eating organic. And the sad part about all of this is that the vast majority of the population has no idea how they're being systemically poisoned. Right now, I talked to Austin a few moments ago, and his wife is Lana, and she's going to be, that's our daughter-in-law. And, oh, by the way, thank you so much. Many of you guys have sent her really nice gifts for a baby shower kind of gift at the office. Thank you for that. I mean, we never expected you guys to do that, so thank you. And that's
yes,
what I did, you broad thank you.
Let me say something about that real quick. I just want to share with our listeners, because a lot of you support Health Masters, and we've been around for over 30 years, and we're a family. We're a team. And when you order from Health Masters, you're part of the Health Masters family. And Lana is one of our phone reps. She's well-trained. She is so good on the phone with all of our customers. And she's getting gifts, baby gifts. I mean, we just mentioned a few people, you know, that she's pregnant. She's due next month. And we're getting boxes back to Health Masters, and they're saying, well, why is this person returning this? It's not a return. It was a baby gift.
That's
then
right.
Another baby gift. And it just, it,
thank
you so much for treating us like family, because that's how we feel towards all of our listeners.
Well, our listeners and customers, that's right.
Yeah.
Our friends and our team, that's right. But anyhow, back to the point of what I was making there. Austin told me that he's doing a midwife. They're doing a, not a home birth, but a midwife birth right next to the hospital in this clinic they have. But it's going to be just all natural. And that only, he found out this week that only 1% of the births in the United States use a midwife. 1%. 1%. And as high as, some hospitals have as high as 90% cesarean delivery. And overall, it's about 33% C-sections. And a lot of times, the reason that happens, and guys, I'm just going to be real straight with you right now, because I saw it and I know a lot of these guys who are these obstetricians. They come in and they've got a golf game scheduled or dinner with their girlfriend, or they've got to pay a payment to their four ex-wives for their alimony or child support, and they don't want to have to deal with having to wait around for a woman to go into labor and contractions, and they just do a C-section because they don't want to miss their tea time. Now, you think I'm joking? I am not joking. Now, I'm not saying all of them do this, and a lot of them are good doctors, but it happens all the time. That's why we wanted them to do the midwife, and that's why most of our children, unless we were out of town when they were born, you know, we used a midwife. And so that's what we try to do in all of our pregnancies in our family, is to use a midwife. And the sad part about it is, in most countries around the world, 50 to 80% of the deliveries are done at home or in a midwife location rather than these hospitals. In the United States, we treat pregnancy like it's a disease.
That's
like
right.
It's a disease. The woman has a parasite in her. That's what they should teach us, by the way, in embryology, that the embryo was a parasite. Now, I understand from a truly chemical standpoint, in a whatever, that baby is deriving its nourishment off the mother as it's developing and she's eating extra calories. I got that. But to call babies parasites, are you kidding me? It's actually kind of crazy as far as I'm concerned. So I don't even talk like that. But now the thing they're trying to do, Sharon, now, you don't even know this. We covered this on Saturday or on Thursday show. They're actually wanting women over in England now. They're making a petition for this, that they have a massive organ shortage in England. I knew this was going to come pretty quick. And so they want these women who want abortions to carry the babies to full term, to 12 months, I'm sorry, to 9 months, so that the organs will be fully developed, and they're going to go ahead and deliver the baby, put them into a brain-dead coma after they get, you know, while they're being born, so they can go ahead and do surgery on them and remove the fresh, still living organs while the child is kept on a respirator. And this is what their goal has always been with these abortions. And this, of course, is what we already had seen with Planned Parenthood selling these fresh body parts but they're still not fresh body parts. They're not fresh enough, and they want to be able to have these children transported living so they can take them wherever they need to go and basically at that point remove all their organs. I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, that's some horrible stuff to talk about.
All these people are going to have to stand before Almighty God and give an account of what they're doing. And that's the sad thing, Ted, because this is like animals. I mean, it's insane. And the thing is, there are so many people out there because there's so many problems with infertility now that want to adopt. They'd love to have a baby. They'll adopt it, and there's no reason to do this. I mean, I know it's all an agenda, and it just makes my stomach hurt. It really does.
Well, yeah, I covered this a little bit on Hagman Show on Friday night, but then I told Joe and Doug I couldn't really talk about it anymore because it's too big of a it's basically almost like mind trauma mind control when they start talking about stuff like that. Another article: after Flint's water crisis, 47% of Americans don't trust their water supplies, and good reason for that. The water's been poisoned now since 1946 with fluorine. Another article: fast foods double the risk of lung cancer, even in non-smokers. Smoking is a major cause of lung cancer, but standard Western diet of processed foods can double the risk of people who've never even smoked. I've seen this so many times, Sharon, over the years. A person will come down with lung cancer who's a junkaholic, but the reality is they never smoked a single cigarette. They were never exposed to any kind of asbestos. And they come down with lung cancer, and they don't know why. Well, the reason for it is our bodies aren't designed to do this. Our bodies aren't designed to live on poison. And when you do that, you basically decrease your body's ability to absorb vitamin A, D, E, selenium, C, all of the antioxidants. And what ends up happening is your body starts to degenerate very, very quickly. How many times, Sharon, have we talked to people who are just living on junk and their health is just absolutely shot? They get away with it until they're in their mid-20s, sometimes late-20s, sometimes early-30s. Then suddenly everything falls apart.
Well, Ted, you know, when we met, I was a junkaholic. My parents weren't trained in nutrition back in the 70s. And I'd go to the commissary, spend $100, buy all of my parents' groceries, and what was left, they told me I could buy whatever I wanted, and I bought all this junk. And when you met me, I was borderline diabetic, and, you know, God put us together for a reason, but it's just, and what's good is you can change your diet, but it takes years to recover totally and turn your body around so you're super, super healthy. I mean, you're going to get quick results, but it's not going to be a total just, my body's already healed already.
Well, the reason for that, some of the cells replace more quickly than other cells, and the body can only absorb so many nutrients at the same time, you know, when you're digesting food. This is one of the big problems when you have the colon bypass surgery. Certain parts, and also the small intestine, they're doing that now too. The small intestine, they're actually doing resections. When you take certain parts of the small intestine to the colon, which are designed to absorb certain nutrients and produce certain vitamins, especially in the large intestine, and you disconnect those, the body ends up with these chronic deficiencies in these specific places in the body. And that's why a person who has the bypass surgery, they're always having chronic problems with their health, chronic problems with their gallbladder, chronic problems, because the body's not designed to be rewired. It's kind of like the appendix. Everything in our body is put there for a specific reason, and we don't need to start cutting out pieces of our body because we think it'll be okay to do that. It simply doesn't work. I had a lady call me just the other day, and they're friends of our family, and she had been, her appendix got inflamed, and then they got it all back under control. It was perfect. And then she goes to the doctor, and she says, well, you know, your appendix is perfect. There's nothing wrong with it now. It's completely under control. Let's go ahead and just take it out now. And she said, they called me up, and they said, what do you want to think we should do? And I said, well, what else is wrong with it? And they said, well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's perfect now. And I said, well, why do you want to take out a perfectly good body part? Well, they don't want to have a reoccurrence. And I'm like, well, what are the statistics of the reoccurrences? I said, the problem again is surgeons don't get paid unless they cut. Always remember that. Everybody listen to me for a second. That's so important that you understand that. It's like oncologists. They know. They know when they biopsy a tumor mass that some of the studies indicate that you spread the cancer cells in the body. They know that. But they don't care because it's another fee they can get from the biopsy. It's another lab fee. It's another surgery fee. It's another biopsy fee. And that's what they do. When your body gets cancer, it encapsulates it. That's why your body, these tumor masses are like they have like a sheath around them, like a layer of like real dense cells, almost like a membrane. And what ends up happening is your body's trying to isolate those cells that are malignant so they don't spread throughout the body. It's kind of like having paint in an aerosol can. And what happens is if you take a needle or a nail and you drive it into an aerosol can, that paint sprays everywhere, especially if it's a full can or a fresh can. It's a mess. I've had it happen. I've had them rupture before, you know, in the work trucks when I was younger. And I mean, it's just a disaster. You know, you get a nail hit or a screw going to the side and something gets thrown on it and it just spews everywhere. Well, that's exactly the same thing that happens when you biopsy a tumor mass. That tumor mass basically just explodes in the body and spreads cells everywhere. And the doctors know that. But some of them care, some of them don't care. They'll say, well, that hasn't been proven. Oh, yeah, it's been proven, and they know it's been proven. That's why with women who have a lump in their breasts, if they say, we need a biopsy, the answer should always be no. Let's go ahead. If we're going to do that, let's do a lumpectomy. Let's go ahead and remove the lump in its entirety with a tiny bit of the surrounding tissue, whatever you think is necessary, and then let's get it examined to find out if it is cancerous. Because otherwise, you spread this stuff everywhere. And I've seen it over and over and over again. So it's better to leave it in a localized state and then you can treat it naturally or do a lumpectomy or remove it surgically than it is to spread the stuff throughout the body. Because you hear that all the time. I had this spot on my lung and they went in there and did a biopsy of it. By the way, that happened to a good friend of mine who was my surrogate father. His name was Howard Grant. And I loved him like my dad because my parents got divorced. This guy pretty much raised me, right? And he was like a mentor to me. And I'll never forget, I saw him one day, and they told me he may have lung cancer on his lung. And I told him, I said, Howard, you really need to go in. I've got a medical doctor you can work with over in Lakeland who can work with this thing from a nutritional standpoint. I said, lung cancer is very difficult to deal with if it's lung cancer. I said, and on top of that, I said, if you don't want to biopsy it because you're going to spread it everywhere. Well, he didn't listen to me. He went in and he biopsied it. That's a very vascular part of the body. In fact, probably one of the most vascular parts of the body. And of course, as soon as he punctured it, it spread everywhere. And he said to me, he said, well, how would they know to test it to see if it was growing, if it was malignant, if they didn't test it? I said, well, that's easy enough to do. I said, just wait for another 4 to 6 weeks and have another MRI done or another CAT scan done and then look at the size of it again and see if it's gotten any larger. I said, that's the easiest way to do it without going in there and removing the tissue or to biopsy, unless you don't want to go in there and have a part of that lung removed out. But that's kind of an invasive surgery if it's not cancerous. So the truth of the matter is, guys, there's all kinds of natural alternatives. Now, I'm not giving you any kind of medical advice about cancer tonight and what to do, because I certainly don't work on that. And I don't have anything to do with that. I'm not a medical doctor. I've told you guys that for years. I was a state licensed nutritionist here in Florida. And so if you want to, but I recommend medical doctors in my area who are natural practitioners who work with people who have cancer without the use of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. Because chemotherapy statistically has never shown to increase lifespan with cancer patients. It just doesn't do it statistically. And so you have all kinds of other options that are available to you that you're simply not being told about, even if you have to go to Mexico or even if you have to go to Europe to get the treatment protocols done. But remember, the drug companies in the United States are owned by the same Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Frankist, Luciferian, pedophile people that run the banking systems and also who run the major media. Like, what is it, 95% of the media is run through 7 corporations that are all connected together through interlocking corporate directorships, and they tell you what you're going to take, and they promote this drug therapy on the radio talk shows all the time and on the TV talk shows and on the news every single night. And what ends up happening is you don't think you have another option of this stuff. There's all kinds of options to do. In Europe, they've made that illegal. They've never allowed that to come on like that. And we used to not have it in the United States. And now the AMA is saying they want to go ahead and get rid of that and no longer allow that on TV. I don't believe them. The AMA tried to put chiropractic out of business back in the 70s. Chiropractic actually sued them. They were doing systematic, basically, damage to chiropractors, trying to put chiropractic completely out of business back in the 70s. And what happens is the Chiropractic Association sued them. It was in court for years and years and years, and they won a huge settlement against the AMA, trying to put them out of business. The AMA gets, many doctors get huge kickbacks from drug companies in the form of bonuses and vacations and golf clubs and all kinds of stuff and conferences they get sent to and speaking fees, all of this stuff. And a lot of it's based on how many prescriptions they write. And that's just the way it is. And so they're never going to vote to take these prescriptions and these drugs off TV and not allow them to be promoted to us. The problem is they've gotten so much flack from it and so much pushback from it, they had to come out and take a stand against it. Now they can blame it on Congress. Well, the AMA tried to get rid of that, and Congress wouldn't do it. It's like Chantix. They tell you it's a drug to help you stop smoking, but then they give you all the different ways you can try to commit suicide on the drug. Well, I'll be honest with you guys. You know, suicide is pretty much a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I mean, I'd rather have somebody smoke they commit suicide because they're taking a drug that causes suicide. And I see it all the time with people who have all kinds of health problems. Look at the immunizations and the problem we're having with that. Here's another one. 1 in 7 colon cancer cases are now diagnosed in people under the age of 50. Again, glyphosate, sodium nitrite, all the chemicals in the diet. GlaxoSmithKline fined nearly $500 million for criminal bribery of doctors in China. $500 million because they're bribing these guys in China to basically use their drugs. Incredible stuff. And this is another interesting article. Modern medicine has transformed intelligent doctors into morons. And you know, the crazy thing about that is these doctors go to school and then they get out, and the continual education in these schools are being done by the drug companies. And a lot, see, they have to have so many continuing education hours to maintain their licensure every year. They're being done by the drug companies. And so they're continually being promoted drugs, 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 drugs. And sadly, when you do that, you end up in a situation where the drugs start becoming the main portion of your practice. Take this drug, take this drug, take this drug. I had a friend of mine the other day. Went to the doctor, and he was a little bit upset about something that happened in his life. Guy told him immediately to start on Xanax, which, you know, has a really high death rate when you come off of it because of the GABA with the brain. And I told him, I said, do you get more than one opinion on that? He goes, well, no. He just told me to take it for, you know, a bit until I got better. It may have to be on it for a couple of years. I said, you realize how hard it is to come off of that? It's more difficult to come off that drug than it's come off of heroin. He said, I had no idea. I said, you need to work with that doctor or find another doctor who's willing to pull you off that medicine and do the best you can with other alternative treatment protocols for anxiety. I said, but don't we just start on that stuff? And he goes, really? I said, yeah. I said, go find yourself another doctor. And he did. And the other doctor pulled him off the drug. So that's the most important thing that you realize, is that we've got to think before we allow ourselves to go on these drugs. And what I always tell people when they always call me up about certain drugs, I'm always like this. Look, before you start taking anything in your body, I said, number one, the drug companies lie. They just lie. They lie and lie and lie. The tests are skewed because they pay off a lot of these huge organizations, these huge universities, to run bogus studies. That's been shown over and over and over again. Not every time, but a lot of the time. And what's happening is people are taking all these drugs thinking they're going to help them, but they don't look at the side effects of the drugs. And that's what I always try to tell folks. Look at the side effects. Before you start on any drug therapy program, talk to the doctor who wants you to take that drug, have him pull up his physician's desk reference and tell you what the side effects are going to be on that particular drug. If he's unwilling to do that, you need to question the drug, number one, whether you want to use it. Go to the pharmacist and have the pharmacist pull out your PDR and look up the side effects. Or if you want to do it on your own with the pharmacist and bring the material to him, let him look at it for you, just put the name of the drug in and put toxic side effects. You'll be shocked at how many side effects are on these drugs that they're asking you to take. Unbelievable. Here's 14 lies you're being told about health and mainstream medicine. Number one, GMOs can feed the world. Simply not true. It's been shown that good organic crops produce more than GMOs produce without all the chemicals and without all the glyphosate. The problem is we've poisoned so much of the soil now with the glyphosate, a lot of seeds won't even grow it anymore, Sharon, without the use of glyphosate-ready crops. I mean, it doesn't work. Number two, electromagnetic fields and wireless radiation are not harmful to humans. Simply not true. It's been shown to kill sperm. It's been shown to cause problems with your health. It's been it causes increased risks of miscarriages. I mean, on and on and on. There's all kinds of stuff that happens in your body when it's exposed to these highly volatile chemicals and combined with all of this Wi-Fi radiation. What we do in our house every night is I turn off the Wi-Fi every single night. And I don't mean just turn it off by switching the box off. I unplug it. I completely cut the power to it. And I've got a booster in the house. I cut the power to that. All that stuff gets turned off in our house at night. You've really got to read about it. You can start looking up what facts you need to know about Wi-Fi and home radiation and learn a lot more about that. I don't have time to cover that. That'd do a whole show by itself. Medical screening procedures and treatments prevent death. Look at the horrible mess we've had with mammograms now and the PSA diagnosis with all of the false positives and all these people that are having all this stuff done, all these chemicals put into their bodies and surgeries done, who basically have had no problems whatsoever. I mean, this has been a disaster. Number four, fluoride prevents tooth decay. We've covered this multiple times. Fluoride does not prevent tooth decay. What fluoride does, it makes you fertile and infertile and servile. That's what it does. That's why it was used in the concentration camps in World War II. And that's why the United States government started putting it into the food and into the water as soon as they got the information from the camps. Number five, focus on lowering bad cholesterol, and cholesterol is key to preventing disease. Complete nonsense. Cholesterol is important. You cannot make enough testosterone if you're a guy if your cholesterol goes under 200. Plus, all disease rates go through the roof when your cholesterol drops under 200, and particularly cancer. And one of the side effects of all of the statin drugs, every single one of the statin drugs that lower cholesterol, every single one of them have, this has one common side effect. They all cause cancer. They've been statistically shown to cause cancer. And the thing about it is, they also cause skeletal muscle necrosis. And they stop the heart from producing coenzyme Q10. These are poisonous, poisonous drugs. In my latest book, Breakthrough Health, which is available at healthmasters.com, that's healthmasters.com, the phone number is 800-726-1834, I actually list the top 10 medications, many of them over-the-counter, that you should never put in your body. And literally page after page on some of these drugs of toxic side effects. It was crazy how many side effects are on these drugs. Number six, another lie. Sunlight is harmful. Sunscreen is your best defense. Absolutely not. Now, you shouldn't be out in the sun when it's high noon until 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in Florida when it's super hot and the sun's all the way up. That's not healthy for you. But you can use protective clothing, but not sunscreen because of all the chemicals that are in it. In addition to that, sunlight is absolutely critical to convert cholesterol in the skin to vitamin D as in dog 3. And if you do take a D3, make sure you combine it with K2 and make sure it's a lanolin-based D3 because it acts more like a hormone in the body than a vitamin. Number seven, another lie. Vaccines prevent disease. Vaccines don't prevent disease. If you live in a third world country that had unbelievably bad sanitary conditions, okay, it might do a little bit of that. I understand that. But, you know, we've had literally two centuries of official statistics from all over the world, and vaccines did not save us. You know, plumbing, not vaccines, eradicated disease, getting sewage out. And by the way, what's interesting about this is, in the Old Testament, God even says in the book of Leviticus, and I believe also in Deuteronomy, it says when you use the bathroom, you put it in a pot, you take it outside, and you dump it, and you bury it, and you don't try to live with it and throw it in the streets. One of the biggest reasons we had such a problem with the Black Plague, you know, in the 13, 1400s, with, you know, Black Death wiped out half of Europe, is they were just throwing sewage in the streets, and they were living in filth. And that's one of the biggest problems we've had with that. Conventional medicine and healthcare system help sick people. In some cases, they do. Some cases, they do, especially people have broken arms, et cetera. They're very good for that or for trauma care. But 90% of all diseases, cancer, diabetes, depression, heart disease, et cetera, are primarily preventable through diet, nutrition, proper supplementation, sunlight, and exercise. And none of these solutions are ever promoted by conventional medicine because they don't make any money. Always remember that. Number nine, there are acceptable poisonous chemicals. Well, we know that sodium nitrite is poisonous. We should be able to use that. Absolutely not. Now they're finally starting to tell us how bad Splenda is and what it's doing. Because remember, that's a chlorocarbon, this synthetic sweetener. It's basically a pesticide, and they've been giving that to us like 15, 20 years now. We already know that aspartame, you know, the artificial sweetener aspartame are equal, or, you know, it causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures. None of this stuff is acceptable in small dosing. And now another good article, another lies. Disease cannot be reversed without pharmaceutical drugs. Nope, that's not true. There's all kinds of diseases that can be reversed, completely taken care of and ameliorated without the use of drugs. High cholesterol is one example of that. If your cholesterol is over 300, 350, lifestyle change and dietary change, adult onset diabetes, same thing. There's all kinds of natural treatment protocols you can do with that. Number 12 lie, this is crazy, is science is it has a good reputation and is honest. Absolutely not. We've already covered that. And there are safe doses of chemicals and medication. There's no safe doses of poisoning. You don't want to do that. And here's one of my favorite ones, is that people are healthier today than in previous generations. The quality of life in the United States has gone through is going into the toilet. Young people are sicker than they've ever been. Old people have more senile dementia and Alzheimer's and memory problems than they've ever had before. And they give us the statistic that we live a little bit longer because we live in the United States now because of our advanced health care. Now, let me give you some information on that. Right now, the U.S. is leading the world when it comes to heart disease, to diabetes, and to cancer. The leading cause of death on our children age 14 and under, other than accidents, is cancer. The leading type of cancer in our children is leukemia. Many, many children are being born with leukemia, and they die with leukemia at a very young age. We have the highest infant death rate of any industrialized nation. Now, let's look at the numbers. And I've done this, and I've crunched the numbers. If you take a look at all of the people that die in the United States as infants, what happens is those numbers skew the total life expectancy down. So in other words, if you have a child who dies at the age of zero, and you have, you know, he's 1 or 2 months old, and you have a person who lives to be 100, the average life expectancy of those two individuals was 50 years of age. Okay, that's just how simple this is. Two people average together, zero at 100. The average life expectancy was 50 with those two. When you abort millions of children a year and you have the highest infant death rate of any industrialized country, you skew the numbers up. In other words, those babies are no longer counted who would have died in the age calculations. If we were having millions of births every single year with a certain percentage of them dying, I did the numbers on this, our age numbers would drop off precipitously as far as life extension and how long we live in the United States. What they do when you get to the age of 60, at the age of 60, I think it's 37% of the population takes five or more prescription drugs a day. Now, the reason that we're living longer is because they're able to put you in a nursing home and keep you alive with all of these horrible drugs. You don't even know you're in the nursing home. You're using the bathroom on yourself. I mean, you don't even know you're there. Your family gives up. They don't want to come visit you anymore, but they keep you alive through all the drugs and all the chemicals they put into your food and all the drugs and chemicals they put into your body. But there is no quality of life at all. Right now, Sharon's got an aunt. We're having to deal with that. She's like 90 years old, doesn't know where she is, doesn't know who she is, doesn't know anything anymore, and her mom is having to take care of her aunt. Her mom's like 81 years old, and the sad part about it is her mom, she doesn't know what to do anymore because she's run out of money now. They don't know what to do because she's completely broke at this point, and now the Medicare or the Medicaid's have to kick in to try to take care of all the bills. The quality of life, nobody ever says when they're young, when they're 25, 30, 40 years of age, I am so looking forward to when I'm 75 or 80 years old of you guys putting me in a nursing home and letting me live in there for 3, 5, 10, 15 years by myself and nobody ever visiting me, me pooping on myself and not knowing who I am or what I am. That's how they keep people alive now in these horrible, horrible facilities. And they kill all the babies, so many of them, who don't count as statistics anymore, which pushes the age and the life expectancy up higher. The whole thing is a stinking lie. We lead the world when it comes to heart disease, to diabetes, and to cancer. The only reason we've extended the life expectancy in this country is because we've had so many abortions and so many of these babies have been killed, and so they never enter into the statistics as far as calculating total life expectancy. And that's what's happening in the United States. The same thing with the job situation. Trump called it out on his news conference the other day. He said it's not a 4.9% unemployment rate. It's almost 20%, probably 25%. We have 100 million people unemployed in the United States, but because they stopped looking for a job, they no longer are counted as people who are unemployed. I guess they think they become independently wealthy. That's why we have 50 million people still getting food stamps and government welfare checks, and it'll soon be bigger than that. And the reason that's happening is the government has done what they should have never done, and Donald Trump's called it out. They've exported all of the jobs and all of the factories, and they've sent them overseas, and people here are sitting idle, and they can't get decent paying jobs anymore, so they just sit around on the government dole, and the rest of us who are working, we've got to pay all the income tax, all the Social Security to do it, and that's still not enough because of the national debt, because of the Federal Reserve Bank, so we have to borrow trillions of dollars a year in order to maintain the lifestyle of all the people who don't want to work, who can't find a job because their jobs have been exported, or the 30 to 60 million folks that have come in from South America and Central America and Mexico, who many of them have jobs, who have taken the jobs away from the American citizens, and many of them who don't have jobs, who are living on the welfare state. This is an untenable situation for the United States. It cannot be maintained. It has to be changed. That's why Donald Trump has gotten such a resonance, because it's kind of like John Wayne has ridden up with the cavalry and he said, hey, look, we got 5,000 bad guys trying to kill you over here, and we've got, 5,000 troops. You're down to 50 troops. Chances are this is another war with Santa Ana and the Mexican army, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to clean this mess up so we don't have another Alamo. We're turning the whole country into a stinking Alamo right now, and if we don't change what we're doing and put somebody in there who's willing to do something else, it's not going to help. Now, do I think Donald Trump is real? I have no idea. I believe he is. I know multiple people who know him. I've never met the guy. And the truth of the matter is, what choice do we have? Hillary? Okay, well, she'll probably be indicted anyhow if we have any kind of rule of law left in the United States for what she's done and all the cover-ups and all the lies she's done. And plus, she's basically a witch who talks to dead people. Are we going to vote for Bernie Sanders? Well, he's a total communist who wants to give away everything. All he wrote was porn stories until he was 40 years old, never had a legitimate job. Are you kidding me? That's Bernie Sanders, who wants to give everything away for free. He's worse than Obama ever thought about being. We got Kasich, who has done a good job in Ohio, but he's against, he's not as strong in the Second Amendment and gun control as we need. Most people don't even know his name. We've got Bubble Boy Rubio, who got arrested outside of a men's bathroom down there in Miami when he was a kid with another guy. Are you kidding me? We want him? Absolutely not. I mean, little Marco, really? We need Marco? And how about Cruz with his wife, who's a member of the CFR, who helped to write the entire treaty that Bush signed, getting rid of the North, creating a North American Union and getting rid of our borders. And she basically signed off on TPP and all these other horrible things. And they got a sweetheart deal from Goldman Sachs, which is one of the banks that are owned by the Federal Reserve Bank. The Goldman Sachs and the Federal Reserve Bank have Ted Cruz in their back pocket with Heidi Cruz. Are you joking me? We want him? So we got one left. One left who's a viable candidate. That's Donald Trump. That's why the vast majority of the population of the United States, they know what's going on. They see what's happening. That's why there's millions and millions of Democrats crossing over now Trump party lines to vote for Trump. They're doing that because they know he's the last great hope that we have. I mean, we've got the Santa Ana army attacking the Alamo, which is what's left of the United States, about to crumble the entire country. And if that's not enough, they're bringing a bunch of militant, radical Muslims who hundreds of millions of them hate us, and I don't blame them for hating us. I don't. We've attacked all of their countries in the Middle East. Pretty much all of their countries have been overthrown now, except for like Saudi. And we destroyed them, killed millions of their families, millions of their children, millions of their wives, millions of their husbands, millions of their brothers and sisters. And we bring them over here, and we wonder why they're all pissed off, and they want to shoot us and run around with bombs. But Obama, we know he's a Muslim. We know that. He's over here now bringing these guys in by the plane load, hundreds of thousands a year, these militants. I mean, the whole thing's a disaster. And the United States, as we know it, if we don't make immediate changes here, this is like our last election cycle. If Hillary Clinton gets in, goodbye First Amendment, goodbye Second Amendment. I mean, if they've already taken a bunch of the Bill of Rights away anyhow, the rest of it will be gone away. Pretty soon we'll be arrested just for saying the truth or having a show like this, or we'll be taken out by the UN security forces because we don't want to turn in our guns. And that's what's going on in the United States right now. I started talking about the nutrition stuff, but I want to tie that whole picture together. Because remember, these pharmaceutical corporations are owned by the Rothschild banking cartel through the interlocking corporate directorships, along with all of the media in the United States, 95% of it. And what they didn't count on, because they were going to use the internet to entrap us, because they're using it as a wireless system now to tie us together into this control grid, but they never expected a whole bunch of us jumping on here and doing shows like with Global Star or with GCN and say, hey, wait a minute, guys, maybe we need to tell the people the truth. Maybe we're not going to go passively into the night and allow them to do this to us. Maybe we're going to say, hey, no, it's not okay. Hey, maybe I don't want you to do this. Hey, maybe I'm not going to let the vampire walk through the front door and invite him in. Hell, how about no? Because with their stupid white magic, that's what they've got to do. These sickos that do this stuff to these kids and who are these pedophiles, they've got to tell you in advance what they're going to do to you and how they're going to do it. And if you let them do it to you, then they say you've given them permission to do it. Well, I say no. How about no? You can't do it to me. If you want to watch a movie that'll wake you up, go watch that movie Kingsman, in which they use radio frequency and cell phones and the wireless network to control people's brain waves, which they have that technology already. We're going to cover that tonight on Dave Hodges' show, to control mood, emotions, and how you act, and violent behavior. I mean, are you kidding me? Did you guys watch those people in Chicago the other night at the Trump convention? They were acting like a bunch of animals out on the street. Are you joking me? Was that another beta test from DARPA? How in the world do we know what the heck that was? And we're going to talk about that all in about an hour and so, an hour and 15 minutes on the Dave Hodges show. Sheer, what do you have to say about all of this? I mean, I don't know
what else I can say. You just covered it so well, so articulate, Ted. I mean, I'm just so excited because we've got such a chance now to make a big difference on shows like this and with men that are, and women that are speaking out, like you and Austin and Doug and Joe Hagman and Dave Hodges and so many
of
our
friends.
And
you, Sharon, too. We're all
well, yeah, yeah, but what I'm saying is, people, get out, call your precinct leader.
Call your gay congressman, one of your pedophile buddies up in D.C.
Well, do that
DC,
too, Ted, but also...
almost all of them are gay and they're all pedophiles. It's awful.
Okay, that too. But what my point is, get your signs out. Go ahead and order as many signs as you can for Trump. Get huge signs. We had our signs stolen outside of our fence one year, so we're going to get these really tall posts and put the signs inside our fence so no one can get the signs for the Trump election. and do something about it. Let's get signs all over the place. Let's let people really know where we're coming from.
That's right. And don't allow these communist guys to control you. Don't allow these socialist engineers to control you through their Tavistock programming or what they do. I mean, this mind control mess that they do. I mean, if we all got together every day at noon, at 12 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock, you know, just everybody rotate it, and we all start praying the things that we want to have happen on this planet, we all join together in prayer, and we ask God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to change this, it would change almost immediately. And they know that. That's why they don't want us to pray. They want us to live in a constant state of fear, because prayer changes things. Because this holographic energy, this universe that we live in which consciousness creates reality, if they can learn to control all of that, then they can control the entire experience that we have on this planet. And we can change everything. We can change everything. Let me give you an example. This is called the 100 monkey effect. You guys probably have never heard of this before. But back in the Philippines, they had this group of indigenous monkeys that were scattered throughout the entire Philippines, but they were separated by islands. Now, they couldn't swim to each other because, you know, monkeys can't swim. They have no body fat, so they sink like a rock, and they basically drown. And so what happened is these monkeys were grinding their teeth down because they would eat this fruit from these trees, and it would drop onto the ground. They only ate the fruit when it was on the ground ripe. It had sand in it. Well, they would eat this fruit all the time, and they would grind their own teeth down until they had little nubby teeth. And they couldn't, then they ended up dying because they couldn't eat. What happens is they were doing a study on this, and finally one day this one monkey, this female, she rinsed it off, went out there and washed it off and got the sand off of it and started eating it. Well, all these other monkeys started seeing that she was rinsing the sand off her fruit when she was eating it. Well, they all started doing it. And finally, this entire island started washing their fruit. And suddenly, Sharon, all of the monkeys in all of the islands, after the number was high enough, all started washing their fruit simultaneously with no interaction between each other.
Wow.
That's the power of what the mind does and consciousness does. It creates an energy field around the body and around human beings. That's why the Bible says you've got to pray. People don't pray. Every morning we sit down with the kids. Every single morning we pray. Harris is in college, and sometimes he goes, "I want to sleep in, Dad." And I'm like, "No, you're almost 17 years old. You're not going to cheat the prayer. You've got to pray. You've got to pray what you want. You've got to ask God for what you want. You've got to station angels around you. You've got to plead the name of Jesus. You've got to plead the blood of Christ." I said, "You've got to do all this stuff. You've got to pray, because you release dunamis into this energetic field that we're in, and you control everything." And I read you that earlier. I'm going to read that to you again, so maybe it'll make more sense now. The newer technology, advanced psychotronics as psi power. These are spiritual blood spells placed on the American group mind think through pedophilia, human vivisection, blood sacrifice, mass murder of war, and programmed mass murder by injection. This is what they do. They program the mind think of the American population to control the holographic reality that we're in. This is some heavy stuff to talk about, but that's what it is. I mean, Max Planck, one of the greatest German physicists ever, some say he was even brighter and more brilliant, who developed quantum physics, he talks about all of this stuff and how consciousness creates reality. We live in a conscious, created reality of the universe that God put us into. You say, "Well, why did he make it that way?" I don't know. You have to ask God. I have no idea. It's kind of nice when you know how to control it. These guys know how to control it. That's why they continually pour this poison into us, because they don't want us thinking. They don't want us thinking clearly, and they sure don't want us praying. And they sure don't want the preachers in the pulpits who have lace on their underwear telling the truth and getting the people to pray the right way and changing this energy field that we have on this planet. They say, "Well, you're talking New Age stuff." No, I'm not. I'm talking about the Bible. The Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." The Bible says, if you pray, you can send 10,000 to these prince, send 10,000 to flight. I mean, the Greek says it's the dunamis, the dynamite, or the power of prayer. Jesus said only this type of demon only comes out through prayer and through fasting. No, it's all about controlling the energy field on the planet. They know that. They used to use the pyramids to do that. The pyramids quit working after the flood because the ley lines were basically broken apart as far as the magnetic lines that they were using under the pyramids to control the energy field. This whole thing has happened in cycles multiple times. God finally decided it wasn't going to cycle again. He sent his son Jesus Christ to put a stop to this nonsense. That's what we're in now. We're in this last day, this last cycle. I really believe that. And now we're going to see the truth come out to all of these people that are out there. And so that's what you have to understand. It's the Lordship of our Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin, who was born the Son of Man, I mean, who was basically the exact representation of God Almighty, it tells us in Hebrews, who continually provides a sacrifice for our sin according to the book of Hebrews. We talk about this in detail in the December and in the January, in the November show that I did with Doug Hagman about what Jesus does, what the cross does, and what the blood of Christ does and continues to do throughout all eternity. So anyhow, so let me go ahead. Let's go to the next story. Remember, the
opposite of faith is fear.
That's right. We
don't even want to entertain fear. We want to walk by faith. But by speaking those words that we expect, speaking those words of faith. And when you're watching TV, mute the commercials. Don't let the commercials brainwash you. Just like back in the 60s and everything, you know, flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Okay, if you're a certain age, you can remember what the rest of that jingo was. Those little jingos, or whatever you call them, jangles or jingos, they used to call them.
Jingles.
They got you to buy product. They got you brainwashed. So don't even entertain these commercials, especially these drug commercials, Ted, like you were talking about earlier.
Remember, they're there to brainwash you. The last time these commercials were heard on TV, the ones I'm going to tell you now, were like 50 years ago. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a
Relief it is.
I'd walk a mile for a
camel.
That's right. And see, 50 years ago, back in the 70s, back in the 60s, these commercials were taken off the air, especially the cigarette commercials. But you still remember them because they get burned into your mind. And that's what the advertisers do, too. See, your brain never forgets an image. So if it sees a triangle with an all-seeing eye, it never forgets that. It gets burned into the subconscious mind. That advertisers understand that. That's why they call it branding. Now you have these Christian churches. They're branding who where they are, and they're trying to apply the Madison Avenue techniques of branding to make people remember who they are with their logos, etc. This is all Tavistock mind program. That's what this is. The brain never forgets an image. It never forgets it. I mean, if you see a photograph of the first man stepping on the moon from, you know, 1969, back in 1969, and suddenly you see it again in 2016, oh, I saw that photo back when Neil Armstrong supposedly did that. Now, I'm not saying that we never went to the moon, because I believe we did. I just have a lot of questions about what happened when we went there and why this official story has gotten so muddied up over the years. And I want to know why all, if this was such a big deal, what happened to all the moon rocks and why they don't know where any of the moon rocks are anymore. I mean, the whole thing is weird with NASA, and quite frankly, there's a lot of stuff going on in Antarctica that they won't let us know. There's no fly zones in Antarctica that you can't even shoot you down. What's in Antarctica they don't want us to see? Well, we don't want you to go to Antarctica because your plane may break down. We'll have to try to do a rescue mission down. It'll be too difficult. So we'll shoot you down first so we don't have to worry about, you know, you getting in there. We're going to military control it. Are you joking me? So what's really going down in Antarctica? I know I spoke to, when I was on the Power Hour, I had Dr. Alan, what was his name? But he was a physicist for NASA, and he actually went down to Antarctica, and they took him inside of a cavern. Dr. Richard Alan Miller, they took him into a cavern that had 5,000-foot ceilings, and they had a luminescent fluorescent lighting in there from the algae that was all over the place, and it was so high, the ceiling, that it actually had its own weather patterns. It actually rained in the side of this dome. And he said there were old Nazi things in there. There were old old Viking ships that were in there. He saw all of this stuff in this huge cavern. Well, what else is in Antarctica they're not letting us know about? I mean, they already told us that the Earth isn't completely round. It's shaped more like a squished, you know, like a strange donut or whatever. Well, we know then that the Apollo pictures weren't legitimate. I mean, so we know we got this whole thing going on with the planet now. They're not even telling us the truth about anything. The chemtrails, they're poisoning the soil, poisoning the land, poisoning the planet, poisoning the people with GMO and chemtrails. They're doing all of this. And they're lying and lying and lying and lying to us. And this all started with that deep security state that happened with the CIA back in 1947 when the OSS turned into the CIA. The deep security state started because of what happened with the Roswell crash. That's when all of this mess happened and when it started going to the deep security state. And in 1934, when we had the Exchange Stabilization Fund, after Franklin Delano Roosevelt stole everybody's gold in 1933, used it to fund this Exchange Stabilization Fund, which became the second government, the shadow government, which controls everything, and now it's being funded with all of the drug money that's coming out of Afghanistan, and who else knows what other kind of nefarious activities. So there's so many questions that we've been lied to about that we just want to know what's going on. Here's another article which deals with the power plants again, leaking electricity, leaking nuclear radiation. The Miami Oceanfront Nuclear Power Plant is leaking. This is an article by Rob Weil. What is arguably America's least well-placed nuclear power plant is leaking radiation into the ocean. The University of Miami has found that the Turkey Point nuclear power plant located just south of Miami has caused levels of tritium, a radioactive isotope in Biscayne Bay, to spike 200 times higher than normal levels. I mean, it's affecting everything down there. So we have Fukushima pouring out radiation. We've got this one in Miami pouring out radiation. And we're supposed to be okay with all this stuff. Oh, here's another article. Obama is now blaming Obamacare purchasers for rising costs of Obamacare. This is an article from Natural News by J.D. Hayes that says, when Democrats and President Obama were selling the Affordable Care Act to the American people in 2009, they made lots of promises that they never knew would come true, and they basically lied. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, except when your doctor opts out of Obamacare and exchanges, hundreds of thousands have done. If you like your health care plan, you will keep your health care plan, except when those plans don't live with Obamacare's mandatory coverage requirements. I mean, unreal. So now when I come back, we're going to talk about the NSA. We're going to talk about groupthink. We're going to go into detail in how the Navy's been caught conducting secret electromagnetic warfare testing in public in Washington State. We've got all kinds of topics we're going to talk about in 1 hour from now when I'm on with Dave Hodges. Again, thank you for supporting HealthMasters.com. We produce the highest quality supplements, I believe, on the planet. They're the same supplements me and my family take. We appreciate you supporting us in getting our water treatment systems and our storable food and all of the things we have there. Again, thank you for your support. Thank you again for all of the baby gifts for Lana. I never expected you guys to do that. And thank you for the donations that you guys have given us. And also remember, Katie Whalen, Dave Hodges' co-host, she is basically having some health issues, and she's battling some stuff, and she wants to do it naturally, and she still needs to raise an additional $15,000. So if everybody will go to Dave Hodges' website and just give her $5, $10, $15, $100, it's not going to affect you guys. And just give the amount that you can give her without affecting you guys. But remember, when you give sacrificially, God really blesses you for that, because she needs some help right now. We need to help her. And also, thank you for the support you give us. People make donations to the Health Masters. Thank you for that. And to the Hagmans, we appreciate all of that. And we love you guys. I mean, we really do. We're out here telling you the truth the best we can, doing the best job we possibly can, and we're doing everything we possibly can to stop the slide of the United States of America into this New World Order quagmire cesspool pit that these globalists have put us into. So, guys, thank you. I appreciate you guys. I've got our music going now. Sharon, you want to close it and say anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say it's a privilege to be able to spend Sunday evening with all of you.
It is. Thank you, Sharon. It's a privilege that you guys trust us, and that you tune us in, and you want to hear what we've got to say, and tell your friends about it. You know, if you go to the healthmasters.com website, we tell you how you can listen to our 24-hour listen line. Also, we tell you our shows are from 3 to 4, Monday through Friday, and yes, I'm doing shows 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, every afternoon, Eastern Standard Time, we have another live broadcast. Love you guys, appreciate you guys, and I'll be on with Hodges in 1 hour, another live show, and tomorrow again. God bless you. We'll talk to you in an hour. Bye-bye.